Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Glad to be with you again this week. And, you know, I was just thinking this week how easy it is for us to neglect things. You know, with all of the hubbub of life and the rat race, sometimes you know things that you need to do, but they just kind of get put on the back burner and you find yourself neglecting things and some things take a higher importance. And this is why we need balance in life. This is why we need to be people that think and plan and actively live life instead of just kind of going along with the flow. And so this morning I wanted to talk about several things that as God's people, as Christians, we need to make sure we don't neglect. Now, if you're listening in this morning and you're not a Christian or you just started seeking God, or maybe you just happened to come across this station by accident, well, these things will be good for you too, because, you know, the way a Christian lives isn't really that much different than the way everyone should live. And yet, we know there's a vast difference, or there should be a vast difference, in the way that Christians actually do live and the world lives. And we're not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So these things that I'm going to be talking about are beneficial and good for everyone. Just because maybe you're not in a relationship with God right now, these are the best ways to live. And there are several things that we're going to talk about in here that even the world recognizes as good, beneficial things. So let's talk about two to start off right off the bat. They are things that we know, they're things that we have heard over and over again in messages, but so important that we make sure to understand. Number one, don't neglect your prayer time. Don't neglect your time of prayer. And we ought to be people of prayer anyway, but in Luke 18 and verse 1, Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and never give up. Okay? They should always pray and never give up. And so if you're interested, you can go ahead and read that parable in Luke chapter 18 and verses 2 down through 8. But the idea there is, when Jesus returns, will he find faith on earth? Will he find people praying, actually having enough trust and belief in the God of heaven, the creator of the universe, that we actually spend time in prayer, that we talk to God, that we communicate with God, that we practice the power of His presence in our life. And so don't neglect your prayer life. Very important. Very important. Number two, don't neglect the Bible. Don't neglect the Bible. You know, in Revelation chapter 1, in verse 3, it talks about the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. And so, friends, don't neglect the Bible. Hebrews 4 and verse 12 says that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. And so let the Bible get in your mind and heart and let it work there. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, the scriptures say that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful or profitable for teaching and for correcting and rebuking and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Don't neglect the word of God. Don't neglect the light of the world that God has given us, the message about his son, Jesus Christ. So first of all, don't neglect your prayer time. Secondly of all, don't neglect your Bible study. All right, we're going to listen to our first song this morning. This is a song by Casting Crowns called The American Dream. And you know, I think you'll hear in this song quite a difference from what we were just talking about. The world is striving after money and fame and prestige and neglecting things that really matter. The first two of which we just got done talking about, prayer and Bible study. So let's listen to this song to hear the contrast.
All work, no play may have made Jack a dull boy, but all work, no guy has left Jack with a lost soul. But he's moving on full steam, he's chasing the American dream. He's gonna give his family a finer thing. Not this time, son, I've no time to waste. Maybe tomorrow we'll have time to play. And then he slips into his new BMW and drops farther and farther and farther away. 'Cause he works all day and tries to sleep at night. Things will get better, better in time. So he works and he builds with his own two hands, and he pours all he has in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long this kingdom stays. Kingdom stand. Well, his American dream is beginning to seem more and more like a nightmare with every passing day. Daddy, can you come to my game? Oh, baby, please don't work late. Another wasted weekend and they are slipping away. 'Cause he works all day and lies awake at night. He tells them things will get better, just take a little more time. So he works and he builds with his own two hands, and he pours all he had in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long this kingdom stays. This kingdom stays. Used to say whoever dies with the most toys wins, but if it loses its soul, what has it gained in the end? I take a shack on a rock over a castle in the sand. Now he works all day and cries alone at night. It's not getting any better, looks like it's running out of time. 'Cause he worked and he built with his own two hands, and he poured all he had in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in.
right, we're back this morning after listening to that song by Casting Crowns called The American Dream. And again, we want to be children of God. We want to be people that set our hearts and minds on things above. So let's talk about a couple of more things this morning that are important for us not to neglect. Number three, we need to make sure not to neglect our minds. Not to neglect our minds. You know, God gave us our minds. He gave us intelligence. He gave us our brains. And frankly, He expects us to use them. And in our society, so much of the time, people just allow their minds to be filled up with anything and everything. Any kind of music, any kind of TV show, any kind of movie, you know, any kind of video game. You know, our senses are just bombarded constantly with things that the world is trying to fill us up with and get us to conform to its image. But friends, we need to make sure that we don't neglect the building up of our minds. And we need to think about things that will be beneficial to that. That's why I like chapter 4 of the letter to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 8. It says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And he goes on to say in verse 9, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." So the things that we do come from the things that we think. And so we need to build our hearts and our minds up with good things, with godly things, with things that are beneficial and that honor God. And challenge yourself. Look at the things that you watch and listen to and read and everything else. Make sure that you're filling your mind up with good things. All right, number four this morning, we need to make sure not to neglect our physical bodies. Our physical bodies. You know, it's one of those things that a lot of times people are like, "Oh no, here we go again. You know, we don't want to hear anything about diets. We don't hear anything about the way we eat." Well, you know, the Bible teaches us over in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 and 20 that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I know we live in a society where junk food is available galore and all kinds of sweet things and things that taste good and sure smell good in a lot of ways, but we need to make sure and take care of our body. And I want to just challenge you and ask you this morning, how well are you doing that area? I mean, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8 says that bodily exercise profiteth little or doesn't do a whole lot of good, but it does do some. And we need to be people that take care of our body. You know, if we've got extra weight on, well, that's not good for our bodies. And we really seriously need to think about what we can do to start having some greater self-control, to watch what we eat, when we eat it, how much we eat. There's lots and lots of different things that are out there for you to do, but it really boils down to just self-control. And how are you treating your body? Are you exercising? Do you walk? Do you play any kind of sports? Are you taking care of your physical body? You know, our body is not just dirt. Yeah, God made Adam from dirt, but since then, all of our bodies come from flesh. Flesh begets flesh. And yeah, if you take our bodies down to just natural elements, we were made of the dust of the earth. But God still made our bodies for His purposes, and we're not to treat them badly or to neglect them. And so those two thoughts kind of go together, don't they? Don't neglect your body, don't neglect your mind. And if you'll think about the right things, then you'll do the right thing. So take care of your mind, take care of your body. All right, we're going to listen to our next song this morning. This is a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman called Children of God.
Treasured and the prize. Who is the apple of God's eye? Who is? We are, we are, we are. Who are the ones who bear His name? Who are the children He has claimed as His? We are, we are, we are the ones God has sent His Son to rescue. And now He children of God, we singing, we are the children of God. La 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 la. Who keep the rocks from crying out? Who are the voices that will shout His praise?
As we come to our last 2 points this morning, let's review just again. Don't neglect your prayer time. Don't neglect the Bible and reading it, studying it. Don't neglect the developing of your mind, and it should be through the Word of God. Don't neglect your body. Take care of it. Take care of yourself physically so that you can honor God with your body. So number four this morning, let's talk about something else that kind of goes along with taking care of your mind and body. Don't neglect to laugh. Don't neglect to laugh. Now, for some of you, that may be a moot point. Like, are you kidding? I love to laugh, and I laugh quite frequently. But I'll tell you what, sometimes people get so serious about everything, and sometimes the stress of life and the demands of life, the problems of life, the troubles that we've gotten ourselves into, some of that just kills laughter, and it kills joy. And we need to be people that rise above all that and say, hey, God is good. And we know that God's going to work all things out for the good. And we have something wonderful waiting for us as far as heaven is concerned. And so we need to be people that laugh. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 22 says, a merry heart does good like medicine. You know, people will pump themselves full of all kinds of things. To take care of their physical problems. And a lot of times, those physical problems are a result of stress and anxiety and just burning the candle at 15 ends trying to achieve the American dream. We need to just slow down sometimes. We need to just laugh and laugh at life and laugh at problems and laugh at all those things because we know that God cares about us and we know that God's going to take care of us. And so don't neglect to laugh. You know, sometimes I fail to laugh as much as I should. And then when I do, when my kids or I, we start laughing, or my wife or I, we start laughing about something, man, you just have one of those laughs that just makes your stomach hurt. And doesn't it make you feel better? You know, all of a sudden everything's a little brighter and a little merrier. And so don't neglect to laugh. And if you haven't had a good laugh for a while, well, find something that'll make you laugh, or get together with someone and just start laughing. Just make yourself laugh. Sometimes just starting to laugh makes you just burst into it, because you laugh at your own laugh. And so don't neglect to laugh. And finally, something a little more serious than that, of course, but the last and final thing we want to talk about this morning is don't neglect your reputation. Don't neglect your reputation. Frankly, all the things that we've already talked about are all tied up in that. You know, as children of God, we want to have a reputation of being a people of prayer. We want to have a reputation of being people that are full of the Word of God, that out of the overflow of our heart, our mouth speaks. And we want to be people that are known for the good ways that we think and the godly ways that we think. We want to be people that, you know, we're not trying to show off our bodies or trying to get ahead that way. And that's not the only thing that matters, but we take care of ourselves and we do it to honor God. And we love to be people that laugh, but we've got to have a good reputation. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1, it says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold." And so watch your reputation. How is your reputation? What do people think of you? You know, I want people to think the best of me, and sometimes I don't do things that always make that the best. And so when I find out about those things, I try to do my best to take care of those so that my reputation won't hinder someone else. I love what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Starting in verse 19, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 19, he said, "Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. Though I'm not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I've become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." And so, friends, watch your reputation. We're called to be salt and light. And so don't neglect your reputation. Make sure and pray before God that if there's anything that's hindering your witness or your reputation, that God will show those things to you so that you can take care of those things. All right, the last song we're going to listen to this morning is by the Newsboys, called Shine. Irrational, that shall excuse his strange behavior.
good works in them. Let him glorify the Lord. Shine, shine, make him wonder what you got. Make him wish that they were not on the outside looking for. Shine, shine, let him shine before all men. Let him see good works in them. Let him glorify the Lord. Shine.
Well, friends, our time is up, and so let's just again review these six things that we should make sure not to neglect. Don't neglect your prayer time. Don't neglect your time in the Word of God, the Bible. Don't neglect developing your mind. Don't neglect taking care of your physical body. Don't neglect to laugh, and don't neglect to make sure and watch your reputation. All right, thanks so much for listening. Hey, we really want to encourage you to stop by and visit us at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. We're right on the corner, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. We have morning services on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and also Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And we'd really love to have you come and visit us then so we can get to know you. Thanks so much for listening this week. And I just pray you'll have a good and a godly week. Keep close to the Lord, resist the devil, and grow in grace and knowledge, and keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.